The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Javes Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
I'm a hard working man. Working man. Working man. Working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 33 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we start cranking it up a little bit different direction now. Danny's going home. Maybe doing something else for that matter. I don't know. I'm not his keeper. Keeper of the key? What? Gatekeeper? Nope. Danny gets to do whatever he wants to do as far as I'm concerned. I don't know about other people in his life. But as far as that goes, he's right. Next Saturday, we're all going to take a little hiatus, which I'm glad. I'm going up to Houston. I'm down in Brownsville right now and going to enjoy the 4th of July weekend at my home, which is Houston, Texas, of course. All right, but for today, I am here with you on Sports Radio 610, and we're going to answer your home improvement questions until noon today, because that's what we do here on Home Show Radio. Remember to visit our website, homeshowradio.com. It's free, and as we go through the show, and we are live today, you can call me at 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. I will answer or try to lead you in the right direction or answer your questions the best of my ability. I've been doing it here for 33 years now, not just on this station, but on many stations. And not only in Houston, although Houston is where I chose to finish my career and continue my career for now because this is my home. And so this is where I'd like to be. And I was syndicated all over. And you know what? It's, you know, be careful what you wish for. That's what's happening a lot in this world today. Everybody wants all this new change and stuff. Just be careful what you wish for, okay? Because sometimes it wasn't that great. You say, man, I just want to go back to the way it was. So, I mean, not always. Something's good, something's bad, but don't push it too fast. All right, let's see here. We've got Glenn holding. I want to get Glenn on before he has other things to do, and we're going to continue on. Call me, 281-496-5711. Glenn, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you. Last week, we primed part of the side of the house, and maybe Monday or so, we're going to put the paint on it. Is there any concern about this dust in the air getting on the walls, and then you paint over it?
I don't think so. I really don't. The dust in the air is really fine. I guess if you took a microscope or something of that nature and looked at it, you would probably find little bits and pieces in there. But quite frankly, I don't think I'd let it stop me unless it's real obvious. You put a little paint on, it just turns brown or something. But I just don't think it's going to happen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Glenn.
Thank you.
Actually, it was a good and timely question. I got to get my wife's bike ready. We got a bike trail here in the Brownsville area. I rented a U-Haul. We drove a bunch of stuff down here, including a motorcycle and bicycles and a ladder, and you know, loaded up the little truck in the back. Drove fine. It was fun. And she is going to go out, and she's going to wear a mask. But outside, you say, why do you wear a mask outside riding your bike? Because all the dust. It's down here in Brownsville, too. They say, oh, it's going to be hazy, but the sunsets and sunrises will be beautiful. Quite frankly, I don't like breathing all that stuff. I probably, if I'm going to be out and about, I'll probably put a mask on, too, not only for that, but down here, they've been pretty strict on the masks, so, which I don't mind a bit. I put them on to go in, but I certainly don't drive around in my Bronco with it on. I always tell people, listen, I'm not a tree. I don't want to breathe carbon dioxide. I don't need that. We're going to leave that for the other folk. For my trees, you know, you got to breathe the carbon dioxide out and oxygen in. And so I'd rather have more oxygen than carbon dioxide. But anyway, we'll follow the rules and we'll just see what happens. But yeah, I have to go through, we're going to have classes starting in 2 weeks. I'm going through all this protocol that I'm having to write up. I'm going to have to take the students' temperatures. I'm going to have to make sure they disinfect their hands. They can't come in 6-foot intervals. They can't come in without a mask. I'm going to be the policeman. I have to put signs up. I have to watch all the classes and train all the instructors. It's part of what I do down here for Texas Southmost College. We're ready to get going. And we've got a lot of students wanting to get jobs because I got my first class coming in, going to be the finish of a plumbing class we had to stop when this whole thing hit back in March. So they're ready to graduate and get back on to the playing field of work. These people, they want to work bad, and we're going to train them and get them to work. I saw a show not too long ago, I think it was yesterday, about degrees don't matter anymore. They're changing everything to looking at the skills. And that's what I do. I train people with skills. We do it quick, 14 weeks tops, and we get them out to work. And I've developed this program over the years at several colleges, and now I'm going to hopefully finish my college career down here at Texas Southmost College, because they, unless something changes, they are really gung-ho behind what I'm doing, and just spent millions of dollars on a new build-out, which we're just finishing. I was showing it off yesterday, and it's quite impressive. Probably the finest welding shop that any college has ever seen. It's going to be the best in the world, and I'm proud to say I got my hand in to design it, especially the ventilation system, which is one of a kind. And I got to give my hats off to Lincoln Electric for helping me engineer the whole thing and putting it all together the way it's supposed to be done, unlike what the other colleges did by wasting millions and millions of taxpayers' dollars and never listened to anybody who actually knew what they were talking about. All right, we're going to continue on here in a minute. I'm going to get to Joanne right after we talk about Aquatex. I'm jumping the gun. One line over. Aquatex has been in my house. They were there. When did I drive down? I drove down Thursday is when we took off. After the guy from Aquatex came out, he had to put a new disc. He had to clean out the brine tank. I had an issue with my water softener, and boy, could we tell. Sandra and I are going, man, we're all itchy and the skin's getting all dry. What's going on? I said, I'm telling you, the water softener's not working. I'm calling Debbie over to Aquatex. And I did, and they sent somebody out, I think in about 48 hours. And he was done. He was out in the rain working hard. Nice guy. And he was done. Maybe an hour and a half, and did all the work needed to do. I can't wait to get back this weekend and try it out, because as soon as he was done, we got in that U-Haul and took off. So I haven't been able to enjoy the fruits yet, but I will. But Aquatex is a company you call when you want to take care of the water at your home, whether it's softening with their Kinetico water softening system, and they left me some filters I have to change when I get back. I'll do it on 4th of July. Take me about 20 minutes. And that's mainly just cleaning out the junk out of the way under the cabinet. And then I'm going to pop in two new filters. It's a post-filter and a pre-filter for my K5 drinking water station. You should have one too. It's so simple to pop those filters in and boom, you're good for at least another year. Maybe more, maybe a little less, depending how many people are in your home. But it will tell you. You don't have to guess like the other systems. You do it because it tells you when it's time to do it. Mine's just about to cut off and say, Tom. I'll say, yes. I haven't named it yet. And it's going to say, it's time for my filters. Oh, I said, you know what? They're in the garage. I'll go get them and put them in. Good. Thank you. So we're going to have a conversation like that. Call Aquatex at 281-331-7777. And if Debbie answers, tell her you said hello. Tom told me to tell you hello, Debbie. Anyway, it's 281-331-7777. They'll take just as good care of you as they do of me. 281-496-5711. That's the number you call to get in on the show. Let's talk to Joanne. Joanne, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So my question is in regards to our shower. We have, a couple of years ago, we redid our shower to make it senior-friendly, and it's the beach style where you just walk in. It's got a wall with a glass kind of enclosure that doesn't go to the ceiling. So about 6 months or so ago, I noticed that there was a red film on all of this tile. And I scrubbed it off with soft scrub and worked on it and got it off. But it does seem to keep coming back. What can I do about that?
You got to keep cleaning it every week or two. It's a bacteria that grows in the water. It happens in toilets and stuff. It's got that red film to it.
Yes.
And I noticed it down here in Brownsville. I noticed it in Houston. It's part of what happens. It doesn't happen as much if you have a water softening system, but it just shows what's in the water, and that's what you're getting delivered today. And it's just a matter of having to clean it on a regular basis.
I mean, I do. We wipe it down every time we use it and keep it dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
you can see it creates a film.
Yeah.
And it is kind of a rusty red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. There's no special cleaning agent that would work better?
There's nothing that's going to keep it from coming back. There's, you know, I use 409. It washes off real nice, but it still comes back. Yeah, there's nothing that's going to keep it from coming back. When you have big showers like that, you got to scrub them down once a week.
So is it harmful to somebody like breathing in?
No.
Okay.
It'll make it slippery and slimy if you're not careful, yeah. So be careful with that on the floor.
Right, right.
Yes.
Right.
But no, a shower has to be cleaned weekly.
Well, we do.
So. I know, and that's when you start to see it. I see it in sinks. I see it in the toilets. You get that red ring. But it is a bacteria if you want to use a little bleach on it, but I don't want you to burn your grout, so be careful on the grout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tom.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That's why I used to have a house cleaning service, and they finally retired. I got to find another one because houses need to be cleaned a lot more than people usually clean them. And everybody thinks there's some kind of thing you can put on a wall or something and it'll keep everything from coming or getting dirty. And it doesn't work that way. You have to clean every week, sometimes every other day. There's always cleaning involved. That's why you maid services are out there if you can afford one. And they're not that expensive if you just do it once a week. All right, and they do the heavy stuff. You do the light stuff, right? Let's talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tomas, good morning to you, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I have a question. The overhead door company is, you're a proponent of that company, I believe.
It depends which one. There's a bunch of them. You have to make sure it's the right one.
Okay. So let's assume I'm talking about the right one.
Okay.
I'm looking at, I have two, you know, the two garage doors side by side, and I'm wanting to replace that with the one large garage door. My question for you is, if I don't have a header in there and I need to have that replaced, is that something that they do, or where they just tell me, hey, this isn't right and I need to get a carpenter and get it engineered and taken care of before they do the door?
Great question, and I got an easy answer. They do not do that.
Okay.
You're going to have someone come in because they're not structural people. They're not going to do that. Once the opening is there, no matter what size opening you have, they can make a custom door any size. If it's 19 and 4 inches, they can make a door 19 and 4 inches. Cost you a little more if it's not a standard size, but they can do that
right.
Part. But as far as creating the opening, somebody else has to do that.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Jeremy. And that was a good question because a lot of people think it's a turnkey job, and it's more of a difficult job than you would think, having to take two small garage doors with a support. And it's probably got some brick or siding in between. It's probably, because you have a little bit on each side, I would say 2 to 3 feet wide, and you're going to have to tear all that out. The headers do not go all the way across. Nobody, if they have small garage doors, is ever going, no framer, no builder is ever going to do a solid header across to handle the full opening. It would be a lot more money and a lot more work, and it wouldn't make any sense to do that since you have a support post between the two. So that it just makes it a cleaner job when you don't have to do that, and they're not going to. So a lot of people say, oh, let me see if there's a full header across. There won't be. If there is, somebody changed their mind in between the whole process and put it in, and that's going to be pretty darn rare to have that happen. I will tell you that right now. All right, call me 281-496-5711. And when I say get the right one, here's what I meant. With the Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street, and you get them from our website, there are a lot of companies out there that use the word overhead. Overhead is, it's like tissue, you know? It's you know, people say Kleenex all the time, but it's really not a Kleenex. Kleenex is a brand. It's a tissue. So you've got to be careful. And a lot of people will call other companies and say, hey, is this the company? You're good people. You're trusting people. Unfortunately, today, the way the world is, I don't know how good it is. You got to be very careful. I don't want you to change your goodness, but you have to be a little sharper on it. And you'll say, hey, is this the company that Tom Tine endorses? And you assume they're going to say, no. That's another company. They won't say that. They're going to say, of course. Yeah, of course. And that's where you got to be very careful. I had a friend once that called a floor company and said, hey, Tom, I'm not happy with this company. And it was the company you told me to call. And I said, who is it? And they told it to me. And it was almost the same. It was on a different road, same part of town, and it didn't have an S at the end. It had an N at the end. So there was all these little different nuances. And I always use this example. You have gorilla and gorilla. There are two different gorillas. One is G-O-R, and that is the gorilla that lives in Africa for the most part and in the mountains, and you know, and they're big, hairy apes. They are apes, and that's what a gorilla is. Now, you have other gorillas, which I think is G-U-E-R, and they're the ones in the islands and in South America that have AK-47s, and they're running through the forest in hodgepodge uniforms with different types of ranks, and they are overthrowing local governments, kind of like what's happening here in the United States right now. I mean, that's just what happens. They are, for the most part, gorillas. So you got to be really careful because the English language is deceiving that way, and I want to make sure you always get the right one. All right, we're going to move on here. We're going to get to Hank right after I take this next break. And one of the things that I'm doing today, I'm marking off all the people I've been calling to come to my house because it's spring. And one of the people, now some people I have called, some people I've called and gotten recommendations for other people that I don't have names of, and then some people I'm going to call. Well, in this case, I'm going to call, and it's Rudy's Quality Painting. We have decided to have our teak furniture refinished. We have outdoor teak furniture. The reason I got teak furniture, I'll just tell you, is because I have a salt pool now. I had metal furniture, and I don't care what you do, it just rusts away. I don't care if you just sit and it has a butt pattern when you get up, and it's a rusty butt pattern. So I got rid of all my metal furniture, and we bought teak with cushions and everything. Very nice. But teak weathers, and some people don't mind. I don't mind it so much. Someone else in my family doesn't like it at all. They want it to look new. So my next call, and I'll be calling Monday the 4th, 5th, the 6th. I will be calling Rudy and lining up Rudy's Quality Painting to redo my teak furniture in my behind my house by my swimming pool. That's just one of the many things. They paint homes. They do pressure washing. They paint inside, outside, sheetrock repair. They have carpenters that can do carpentry work before it gets painted. They're full service. They're professional painters, and they are very good at what they do. I've known Rudy, I'd have to say, almost three decades now, probably close to 30 years, maybe not quite that long, but pretty close. And I've been using him as my painter. I can't remember one time I used another painter. One time I did, and it was because of the circumstance I had to. Yes, one other time I did, but besides that, it's been Rudy. I always call Rudy. Rudy, I need to get this done, that done. Puts me on the schedule. You know, along with everybody else, painters, they have painters a little different. Their schedules will have to be a little more fluid, because you get into somebody's home and you have to do some punch out. Maybe they wanted to add just one more closet or something. So it kind of, you know, backs everything up a little bit. But you can't just say no and run off. You've got to take care of your clients one at a time. And so that's, and you have to be calm and patient, because painting is something that you don't rush through. It has to be done calm and happy. It's kind of like welding. You whistle while you work. You sing songs. You la, 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 la while you're running those beads. You have to be nice and calm. And that's what painting's all about, too. And that's what professionals do. Rudy's Quality Painting. Give him a call at 281-227-6100. This is a time of year where you're getting all these things done. I've got about eight people that I'm going to tell you about today that I've either called or I'm going to call. And Aquatex, the spot before, and they were at my house Thursday. So it's that time of year. Call Rudy's Quality Painting.
Got a question? Ask Tom on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
How you doing, Tom?
Home Show Radio. Home Show.
That's the number to call. Get in on the show. We have lots of open lines. We're going to talk to Hank right now. Hank, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning. I'm trying to clean the bottom of a 48-year-old shower. It's black. The tile itself is great. Shines everything. But the bottom, well, it looks like it's off gray. And I bought some stuff that says it's too... cement grout haze remover. And I don't, then that, but they also had some stuff that said seal and restore. And should I use them both or should I quit?
No, don't use, don't, if you haven't opened the haze remover, take it back, get your money. Haze remover okay. is for new tile after they grout. And then a few days later, it has this haze on there from the grouting. And so okay. it's a strong acid base that takes the haze of the grout off the tile. But if your tile's all shiny and you're just trying to clean it up and it's dirty or something, that's not going to help.
Well, it doesn't look, it's not even look shiny. It's not those little squares they put on the bottom. It looks like dull gray. And I don't know if it was ever black. Okay.
Okay. Well, then you can do this. You can try it on a little, on one tile.
The haze stuff or the other, the store?
Try both. See which one works.
Yeah, because I was thinking out loud, and that's kind of get me in trouble sometimes. But if me I too. Try the cement grout, it might clean it where the other may work better.
That's what I mean. But if you have, what you're telling me, you have what we call mosaic tiles on the floor. They're the little ones?
Little squares. You know, they're very popular now. Maybe little diamonds, this, you know, stuff like that.
Well, then the reason they do that is because they're slip resistant because you have a lot of grout so your feet can grab. And that's fine. What I would tell you to do is just one of those little tiles, take a little bit on a rag and see which one cleans it the best. And use that.
But you wouldn't use them both.
Probably not. I don't think you need to. Either one's going to work or the other. If you use them both, you just, that's like mixing chlorine and ammonia together. All of a sudden, you're laying on the floor dead. You got to be careful when you mix these things together. People do it all the time. It makes them sick.
Maybe but I would get my wife to do it.
No, don't do that either.
Okay.
What I would do is I'd take a little rag, just put a little bit on, and I would do two little tiles and see which one cleans the best. It's very simple.
Okay. I will do it. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you.
There we go. Yes. A little experiment never hurt, but don't start mixing stuff together. Oh, my goodness. Yes, if you take chlorine bleach, I saw this on Emergency. There used to be a half-hour show, maybe it was an hour show, where these guys were around. There's these two guys, and they were EMS people for the fire department. They were running around. That was a long time ago. You know, nobody's going to remember that. Yeah, I thought it was good. It was right up there with the cop show, too. Anyway, I saw that where they mixed ammonia and chlorine, and these people were passing out on the floor, and they called 911. You got to be careful when you mix stuff. It's very, very important that you understand, and you're not a chemist, so be very careful when you're mixing things together, because they'll put a little of this, put a little of that, put a little of this. It's not like making some kind of weird, you know, Everclear drink that you're serving in a Whataburger parking lot to all the high school kids. Okay, you don't, that's, you know, some of you went, oh, I remember those days. Yeah, no, it's not super rocket punch. It's something that you can hurt yourself with, although that you could hurt yourself with too. So I probably tell you not to do that. And hopefully nobody understood what that was. All right, I'm going to move on here and tell you about Mueller Steel Buildings so I don't get in any more trouble and tell more about my past than I want people to know. But it was the 70s, and we had, you think today's baby was, oh, we're so bad today. No, you got to go back. I can take you all the way back. I come from an Irish descent. We were sold as slaves to the islands, believe it or not. Our government would take all the criminals and sell the Irishmen as slaves to all these islands. So it's something's been going on for a million years, all of these different weird things. So it's just everybody thinks they invented it, and they did not. All right, Mueller Steel Buildings, they didn't invent the steel building, but they perfected it. They did. Mueller Steel Buildings. You can buy the whole package, gets delivered. They can even arrange for it to have it assembled. They have 33 sales and service locations all over the state of Texas. And a little bit in Louisiana and Oklahoma, I do believe. I want to stay as close to the truth as I can. I know I passed many on the way down Thursday from Houston to Brownsville. And I kept thinking, those are my people. Those are my people. That's right. Mueller Steel Buildings, made in America, which I like, made to last. I think that's a really good trend today. Is if we can bring all our manufacturing back here to the United States, we'd all be better off. Just even the consumer that's buying the stuff, it's just a better way to go. So anyway, they've been doing it for not quite, but they're in their 90s, almost 100 years. So how can you beat that? as far as they have all kinds of kits, small kits for just storage buildings. I see a lot of them being advertised now, storage buildings for backyards. They have greenhouses, things like that. Great kits you can buy and put together. Of course, you can do the big barn dominium. We have a wonderful video on our website at homeshowradio.com that you'll be able to see the entire building of this building and what they did with it. It's pretty impressive and very nice. They had a very special, everybody's got a special need. And what they wanted was a place out on all this acreage where all the family members could come, all the cousins and nephews and nieces and grandparents, and everybody had their own space, their own room, and they would meet in the big gang kitchens and go outside and have barbecues and do all this stuff. But it was a place that the family wanted to have to get together. And I think that's wonderful. Most of us don't do that with our families anymore. I know my family, they're all passed away. I've got very few left walking on the face of the earth. My father and I are the last of the Tynans running around, except, of course, my children. But as far as that goes, these people put together a wonderful place, and you can see it. And that's what Mueller can do, from the small little greenhouse behind your garage to this giant place of gathering for your entire family and everything in between. Mueller Steel Buildings, they have for the most part in the Houston area, you have Conroe, Rosenberg, Bryan College Station, and Orange. Those are four of their 33 sales and service outlets. They have more all over the state. You can find one no matter where you are. You might have, I know a lot of you, and I'm talking to one of the doctors that I go to regularly the other day. He has a ranch out somewhere, but he lives in Houston, and you know he probably has a Mueller Steel Building place near his ranch somewhere. So they're all over the state. Just don't think they're here in the Houston area. They are big, and they've been around a long time. Made in America, made to last. To find out more about them, go to homeshowradio.com. It doesn't cost anything, and you'll be able to see their website and all the things they do.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Now, why don't you give me a call, and we will talk today. 281-496-5711. You know, there's a lot to see at homeshowradio.com. Lots to see. You can connect with Home Show pros, ask a question, find answers, watch videos. Lots of videos. You can see my fat days and my thin days. I'm in my thin day time right now. But you got all kinds of different Tom Tynan from... I don't know. They told me I have like 2,000, 3,000 videos at this point. Got a YouTube station you can visit. I don't know. I've never visited it. Yes, I have. I've watched one. And it made me not want to do something. I've watched one YouTube video in my entire life. Never watch anything. I just don't do it. People swear by it all the time. It's just not part of my nature. So it's the way it goes. I got enough of that stuff to do with all my jobs. Now I got to take a security safety class online. Really? You just sit there and kind of veg out, and then you try to answer the questions. And if you get a few, good. You're not looking for a perfect score, that's for sure. Oh, well, it's a way for everybody to make busy work. That's the way I like to look at it. 281-496-5711. Let's talk to Al next. Al, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I have a house built in the 1950s, the original commode, and it doesn't flush properly about 6 out of 7 times. When I brought in 3 gallons of water in a bucket and poured it down, and it went down fine. So does that mean the problem is between the tank and the bowl?
Means the problem is that how old's the toilet?
1955.
Yeah, you just need a new toilet.
Okay, but if I don't want to do that, isn't there something I can put in the tank that would probably reduce those calcium?
You can try
deposits?
Some acid, but it's going to eat up all the other stuff. I mean, yeah, you can try it. And you can take a pipe. You know what a pipe cleaner is? If it's 1955 and you have a house that old, you know what a pipe cleaner is.
Yes, I do.
You stick it up in all those little ports up underneath the rim and try to clear it all out. But what we call it is a calcified toilet. It's just got so much calcium buildup in the toilet, it won't get the proper flushing anymore. And what you did with the bucket was exactly what you should do to make sure the lines are clear. So you did what we call a bucket test, and you did it great. But I think you're just going to have to get a new toilet. I know you don't want to, but then you got to take the whole thing out and try to clean it, poke it all out, use some vinegar and wash it through, and probably change the innards, which means the flush valve and the filler valve in the toilet, and just rebuild the whole thing, just like you would an old car.
So you would just put vinegar in the tank and then put some water also and then flush it?
I would put the vinegar in the tank, and I would start with that. The vinegar will eat up the rubber part, so you're going to have to make sure you're ready to replace the filler valve and the flush valve.
Okay.
And you're going to have to poke up in all those little ports, those little underneath the rim.
Yeah.
You can use one of those dentist mirrors or whatever, but yeah, you got to try to clean the whole thing out. Sometimes it's impossible.
Well,
but
like
I know you love this
Mustang.
Toilet. You have an affection to it, so you're going to have to rebuild the whole thing. Like I said, like I do old cars, you're just going to have to tear it apart and put it back together.
Okay. All right. Have a good day.
Yep, I had my Mustang out the other day. It was fun. Runs great. Just don't get to driving around enough. People look at me like, oh, look at that's a sorry old man trying to relive his youth. They're right. I am. All right. Anthony, we're going to get right to you. I got to stay on the clock, though, and tell people about Hardy Siding, and then we're going to talk to you next. James Hardy Building Products. It's the siding that works. I had a call not too long ago. Was it a call? No. You know what it was? It was a friend of mine that actually messaged me on Facebook Messenger, which I never get. So I got one, and he was asking me about siding. He said, Tom, you know, we used to work together years ago. Nice guy. I'm not going to use his name. But he said, I keep having all these people come out. And I said, I want to redo my house in Hardy siding. And they said, well, that's great. We can do that. But, and then they try to sell him on this new wood siding. I said, don't do it. Stick to your guns. Demand Hardy or nothing. If they're not going to do it or they're going to talk you to something else, just say, thank you, no thank you, and let them move on. You want to deal with an elite preferred Hardy installer, a certified Home Show Pro if you had my druthers, so you a little bit of both. And you want someone that has the skill set to put the Hardy on your home and make it look good. It's got to look good. Of course, it's got to perform. It's going to perform the way it's made and manufactured. It's fine, but they've got that down to what you might call a science. But the Hardy siding is by far the best for almost any area in the country, but Houston being so volatile. And there's other places like the Seattle area and Washington, that would be the Seattle area, and Oregon, where you have the Portland place. Yes, see? Now think about it. Hardy doesn't burn. No, just put that, plant that in a seed in your mind. All right, anyway, it doesn't burn. It doesn't warp. Bugs won't eat it as far as wood insects, you know, like termites and carpenter ants, things like that. So you're just going to have the best of both worlds. And if it's looking good because you get the right installer, then you got it made. How do you find the right installer? You go to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
(281) 496-5711, and we'll talk. Let's talk to Anthony. Anthony, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've got a house that was built in 2005, and it's got the decorative stone on the front. And I noticed the other day that there was a what looks like to be a hairline crack that's through the grout. I've had a guy to come out, and he says, oh, yeah, you just need to replace the grout. It does that. Am I reading that right, or should I get somebody out to take a look at the foundation?
No, if it's just a hairline crack and it's on the, you say it's stone on the
yes.
wall? Is it on the wall?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
well,
just
yes, it's on the exterior wall. I mean, you know, it's on yeah. the outside of the house.
Right. And so that's mortar, and you just have to have it repointed.
Okay.
It happens.
So nothing foundation-wise or anything like that?
I don't think so, no. You'll know it when it gets really bad. You get these giant it's more than cracks. It's like, you know, Grand Canyon's happening all over the place. Not a little hairline crack in the mortar, no.
No, it looked like it started at the bottom, and it's generally working its way up through this decorative stone.
When you get a crack with foundation problems, it's usually on the corner of the house or on the inside where the sheetrock above doors and windows, and it goes diagonal from the corner of the doors and windows, for instance, on a diagonal, like a triangular way, away from mm-hmm. the door or window, and then it opens really wide at the top and it's closed at the bottom, so it looks like a pointed ice cream cone kind of thing. And that's when you know you're getting settlement and movement and foundation problems. But as far as just hairline cracks in mortar, that's just a hairline consistent crack that's from a little movement or settlement, which it could be, not a big deal.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks, Anthony. All right, call me, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711, and we will talk. You know, I went to the campus for the first time in a couple weeks here yesterday, and all the doors had blue tape on them at the Texas Southmost campus where I work. I'm one of the few people allowed on campus because I have a job that I need to be there. But I'm by myself, so I feel real comfortable. I have no – in fact, I like it. I get the whole building to myself, the whole college campus. It's not bad. It's very relaxing, actually. But I noticed that they had been doing some – and they do this on a regular basis – some let's call it de-lousing, I think they did in the camps in when I say that, the you know, where the soldiers were all caught and that kind of thing, like Stalag 17, they would de-louse everybody, make sure they didn't have any bugs and stuff before they put them in the barracks. But as far as that goes, that's what they were doing. They were disinfecting the entire building. We're talking about 1.1 million square feet, so they had quite a job ahead of them. And there's certain rooms we can't go in right now. They have time to where they go around and they just disinfect everything. Well, there's a company I can tell you about that can do that for your home. Now, trying to keep things on a light side, and I know it's not always that light. I mean, life is tough. I have my hard days. You have your hard days. When you have someone who might have got infected with the virus and they had to quarantine at the home, and everybody at the house was taking care of them and trying to keep their distance and doing all the stuff that you're told to do. Well, they got better, and they're fine now. So that's good, right? Well, you still want to disinfect the home when they're all better. And Rouse Restoration can come in and do exactly that. So you kind of, you know, you gotta fight a little bit here and a little bit there and do all the things to keep everybody healthy. Healthiness is a good thing. And so you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. So that's just one of the many things that Rouse Restoration does. If you come home to another kind of somewhat disaster where the house flooded because a pipe broke and nobody was home, well, they can come in and just clean it all up, dry it all out, and hopefully you won't have much repair work to do. And they will work in many of these cases with your insurance company. Rouse Restoration is a company you need to have their number all the time, or at least know where to get it when you need it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because they handle the kind of things that people tend to say, oh, it couldn't have happened at a worse time. Oh, this was so terrible. Well, none of these things are ever good. No, you know, life is good and bad. If you don't have bad, you don't know good. You can't just have one. You got to have both. And so it's kind of like, how do you know if you're in the light when you're sitting in the dark and you have no light to compare it with? There's certain things you go through life with. And when it comes to these little disasters, as long as you know who to call and who can help you, it's okay. And that's what I'm here for. And that's what Home Show Radio is here for when it comes to your home. When you end up in the dark, and I don't mean necessarily, although we can talk about that later with no power, I'm talking about these kind of things that happen at your home. It can be fixed. It can be taken care of if you know the right people. And in this case, when it comes to mold remediation, fire restoration, flood restoration, or even de-lousing your home, well, it's Rouse Restoration. Get rid of the virus if you've had it in your home. They can sanitize. I guess that's a good word. Sanitize everything. Rouse Restoration. To find out more about them, go to homeshowradio.com. 281-496-5711. And we will talk today. Call me. We have open lines. I'll be with you till noon tomorrow, 8 to 11. We do this every weekend, been doing it for a long time. Let's see. Let's talk to Jason. Jason, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How's it going today?
Very good, sir.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. I've got the out by my chimney. It looks like a chunk, maybe the size of a silver half dollar out of the hardy, out of the bottom, where the Tyvek is exposed. Is there a way, without replacing the whole piece of hardy, just to kind of repair that and make it look better so that Tyvek's not exposed?
Is it around the bottom of the chimney where it meets the roof?
Yeah, it's around the bottom, almost towards the flashing.
Okay. You ever thought of maybe getting some 1x4 hardy and just trimming around it and caulking it and painting it to make it look like you have trim down at the bottom?
Yeah, I did think of that, but I was trying not to have to involve paint and all that stuff, but that's probably the...
Well, whatever you do, it's going to involve paint. I mean, if you want to take some putty or something and put it in there, but it's not going to hold up very long.
Okay, so just a 1x4 hardy trim.
I don't know how you're going to avoid painting with any kind of repair on that one.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm just trying
don't look
to.
Up.
It's too hot getting up on that roof these days.
Oh man, it is hot out there. My body doesn't handle it well anymore because I'm
fat. I was climbing up on the roof the other day and I put my hands down on top of the roof when I from the ladder trying to climb on, and man, I scorched my hands. It was hot.
Yes,
about 105 at least.
When you go do that, you're going to have to do it at about right when the sun's coming up, about 7 in the morning.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Hey, Tom, I appreciate the advice.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we appreciate you calling and listening to the show. There's no doubt about it. All right, let's talk to Stanley. Stanley, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I was calling because I'm thinking about adding a patio to the back of my house. But I wanted to get your thoughts on one of the companies wanted to actually attach the slab to the foundation versus not doing that.
Okay. Let's talk about this. Do you have to? No, you do not. Do you think someday you might want to put a roof on this patio?
Part of it will be roofed.
Then yes, attach.
Okay.
No. Go ahead. If I'm missing something, please let me know.
It will be, part of it will be covered. It'll be attached to the wall of the house.
So it's going to be attached to the house. Yeah. Anytime it's attached to the house and you're pouring a slab, because who knows, you might build this into a room someday. You don't know, but it's going to be poured as a regular slab, not just a little patio that floats by itself, because it will float around and you don't want that if it's attached to your home. So go ahead and plan this as if you're building a room. So you have your grade beams on the outside. You go ahead and put your cover on and your posts or your wall, whatever you're doing. And maybe someday you'll close it in, who knows. But it is part of the house now. And so you will want to attach it to the existing slab so it doesn't pull away. Or start to go up and down. Like, say, you've ever seen a driveway where it's one side goes up, the other side goes down, you start getting trip points and stuff? That will happen because sometimes you'll get a void under there. So let's do it right, and then that way you won't have to mess with it anymore if you're going to have it attached to the house as far as the structure goes.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I hope your project goes well. One of the people that had called not too long ago to fix something I had broken at my house, so I've been finding all this stuff lately. It's about that time. You have the year when a lot of stuff breaks down. It's okay. It's part of owning a home. People say, I own a home. This is not going to cost me anything. Oh, yeah, it's going to cost you something. And but it's a great investment. It is an investment. But if you look at all the money you put in to maintain it and everything, I don't know how much money it truly is an investment. Some people it's better off just to rent and save your money in different other ways or invest your money in other ways. But that's for a different show, not this one. Kiss Generators came out and made sure my generator was working, because you know why? I want one. One thing about when you have your own home and you're able to get the things that you want, you can have them. There's not a person or anything saying, no, you can't do that, because that's not your home. You're just renting. When you want it, you can have it. When you want a generator, you can have a generator if you own your own home. And that's what Kiss Generator is all about. You own your own business, you can have a generator. They'll put it in for you, and they'll maintain it for you, too. Mine needed maintenance badly. Mine wasn't working. My control board couldn't remember anything anymore. It was very sad. We had to send it to one of those homes, a place where it could be taken care of because it couldn't remember. And I hope it is surviving nicely. But I had to put a new one in. And the new one had to come with some bells and whistles that the old ones didn't have. And it was okay because I didn't have to do it. I had a company that knew exactly what to do. And they did it, and the generator works great. And when the power goes out, we don't even really know, except once in a while the smoke alarm will beep. And I think, ooh, I think the power just went out, but I'm not sure. It's that quick. It's amazing how these generators work. If you have a generator of any brand, no worries. They maintain them all. If you want to put a generator at your home and you want to know exactly what kind you need, because so many people don't understand how to size them properly and put them in properly, but the people at Kiss Generators, they're going to sit with you. They're going to consult with you. They're going to talk about the things you want to run. They're going to do it all for you because they're full service. And if you're going to buy a new one from them, it's going to be a Kohler. Those are the ones they like to put in because they're the best. That's the kind I have. I chose a Kohler too. And you should also if you're putting a generator in. Now, again, if you have another brand, they'll service it. Not a problem. Kiss Generators. To find out more about them and everything they can do for you, just go to homeshowradio.com.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9.
What do y'all recommend as a weed killer?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.